Welcome to the call. The call is 2016, Year of the Boss Mom. Learn the secrets to holding down 6 loads of laundry and a six-figure business. I'm so excited to spend the next hour with you, Boss Mom. I hope you have tucked your kiddos in bed and you're able to have an hour of uninterrupted time to receive encouragement, edification, and enlightenment, because you deserve it. As a boss mom, we need time. We need time to replenish so that we can be the mom our children need, and we can be the boss our company needs. Now, before we start, I want to cover a few housekeeping items. If possible, I'd like for you to multitask during this call. So if you have your computer or your iPad, open it to your preference of your social media network, so either Facebook or Twitter. And what I would like for us to do, whatever is the easiest for you to use, I want you to chat. I want you to share your thoughts. So it's going to be like a Twitter chat. Okay, so I want you to capture aha moments, anything that resonates with you during this call. I want you to tweet it out or post it onto Facebook. Okay, I want us to break the internet tonight. Okay, so and when you post and when you tweet, I want you to use the hashtag. The hashtag is hashtag Year of the Boss Mom. So that is the hashtag to use when you do your tweet or your post. Okay? So let's go ahead and do our first tweet or post. Type, I am a boss mom, and include the hashtag for the call. So type, I am a boss mom, hashtag Year of the Boss Mom. Okay, I'll give you just a second to do that. Okay, so tweet or post to Facebook saying, I am a boss mom, hashtag year of the boss mom. Because this is your year, and I strongly believe that. Okay, so I'm going to have you multitask because as boss moms, we are the ultimate multitaskers. Okay, let's cover the agenda, what we're going to cover on the call tonight. I'm going to have a quick introduction, and then we're going to squash some boss mom myths. Okay, then we're going to go over a boss mom survival kit. And then, my favorite part, we're going to go over some boss mom business strategies, and then we'll recap what we went through tonight. Okay? So that is our agenda. Let's begin with the intro. My name is Kim Springer. For those of you who do not know me, I'm a vision coach. I'm a business mentor. I help entrepreneurs abandon their excuses, get unstuck, and ready to take action on their dreams and visions. My story of how I invested my last $500 into an online marketing course and earned over $150,000 in my first 10 months marketing online was featured in Business Insider, and how I went on to make multiple six figures in under 2 years was also recently featured on Yahoo Finance, and it made the homepage of Yahoo.com. Now, I coach others to do the same. I coach others how to take their ideas, to take their dreams and visions, and create six-figure businesses from that. So that's a quick introduction about me. I am a boss mom of 4 kids. My son, my oldest son is almost 20, and I have another son, 18. He's in college in North Carolina. And then I have 2 girls. They're 3 years old and 13 months. So I am a living, breathing boss mom. Now, let's go and jump right in. The first thing I want to do is I want to squash some boss mom myths, okay? Because sometimes I feel we carry burdens we don't need to carry as a boss mom. Or at times, we have a mindset about this lifestyle that stops us from taking action. And I have lived this, so I'm giving you firsthand experience. And for those joining the call right now on our agenda, we're talking about boss mom myths. Okay? Okay, so myth number one, and for those of you just joining, we are asking you to tweet and also post to Facebook and use the hashtag Year of the Boss Mom if anything resonates with you, if anything you want to share and capture for later. Okay, so let's begin. Myth number one, boss moms can't run a six-figure business because of their role in the home. Okay, so that is a myth that I want to squash on this call. Okay, if you've ever wondered, how in the world can I run a major brand, a major business, and take care of my kids at the same time? You can. We have to deal with this mindset that disconnects our kids from our business. And I've seen moms time and again who are able to build a big brand, able to build a business with their kids right on their hip. Build a business with their children right there being present. My youngest daughter is 13 months, and I was contemplating, like, how am I going to continue running my business, you know, when I was in my final trimester of pregnancy with her. And I was like, I'm just going to have to do it. I have my systems in place, but the business must go on. And I pushed her out, and I think, you know, that day in the hospital room, I had my husband bring my laptop, and I was working there with my brand-new baby who was just a few hours old right there in the hospital with me. And I went on to make over $60,000 that month that she was born, right there with her nursing on my lap running my business. So sometimes we have a disconnect that there's no way that we can disconnect our role as a mother from our role as a boss. But you can't, because our children are our biggest why. They're the reason we're in business for ourselves to begin with. So don't feel you have to disconnect your role as a mother from your role as a boss. You can do it with your children on your lap. I had a workshop last week, and my children, they were supposed to be on an outing, but they happened to be at home during the first part of the webinar, and you could hear them in the background. But guess what? The show must go on. The show must go on. Don't feel that you have a handicap or you're disabled or you're halted from running your business because you have small children. It's possible you can do it. I'm living proof. Okay? The next myth I want to cover, and this I've lived this almost every day, it says, boss mom's laundry is always done. A boss mom's laundry is always done. And I think this is a perception a lot of people have from those for us that work from home. They think because we work from home, then we have time to make sure that our homes are tidy or make sure that, you know, everything is done. But don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're slacking if your laundry is not always done. Sometimes it's just not done. And I've learned this from my seven-figure business coach. Sometimes you have to cover your eyes looking at the dishes that need to be done because you have to focus on your income-producing activity. Now, the ultimate goal is to get to the point where you have a team where you have a mom posse, where you have a mom entourage, and that could include a nanny, that could include a chef, that could include a housekeeper. But until you get to that point, you have to feel within yourself that you're okay with looking at the loads of laundry till you get to it. Okay, you have to feel okay with that. Sometimes as boss moms, we take too much burden on ourselves where the house needs to be spotless and perfect, and we need to be running our business. That's too much to carry. It's too much mental energy to carry. It's too much to carry on our mind. We have to let that go. A boss mom's laundry is not always done, and that is okay. Now, until you can get in a place where you have a system that it's done, it may have to go a day or two without being done. There was a point in my business where I was in a hustle and grind mode where I was researching day in and day out, and my husband, thank God for him, had to take on additional activities in the home. So if you have a partner, if you have older children, or if you have someone that can help you out, you need to lean on them and relinquish and delegate some of your duty so that you can focus on building your business, which is going to be a legacy that you're leaving for your children. So that is a myth, the number two myth that I wanted to squash. The laundry is not always done, okay? Till you have help. Until you have your mom posse, you need to release the laundry from your mind. Let it go, like in Frozen. Let it go. Okay? Let's move on to the next thing on our agenda, which is the boss mom's survival kit. Okay? You need a survival kit as a boss mom. Because you're working the two most critical jobs of all jobs, and that is a mom and a boss. You are a manager of people, of lives, of those that are going to grow up and cause change and difference in the world. You're going to need a survival kit, okay? And as a boss mom, we are the most resourceful people as they come, but we need help. We need help to keep running. And I you know, am preaching to the choir. I'm telling you, when my husband met me, he was like, you have 11 jobs. And literally, I did. When he met me, I had my full-time job. I had my part-time job. I was in school full-time. I was doing an internship and a mom. But guess what? We need a survival kit. Okay, we need a survival kit, and I'm going to give you what you need in your survival kit. Okay, here is the first tool you need in your survival kit. The first thing you need is someone to tap out to. You need someone to tap out to. Okay, boss moms need to tap out before they burn out. Okay, and you need someone that you can rely on, that you can tap out to. Now, tap out is the terminology they use in the fighting world, the boxing and the wrestling and things like that, where, you know, the opponent has them down and they're counting and you're surrendering. So you're just tapping. You tap the ground as, you know, I'm tapping out now, you know, like help, send relief. You know, so that is where the terminology tap out comes from. But boss moms need to tap out before they burn out, okay? Now, this person, if you're married, it could be your husband. You know, he could be your tap out, okay? But for our single boss moms, maybe there's a friend, you know? There's someone that you need to rely on, someone that you need to tap out to. Okay, being a boss mom is a daunting task to go at it alone. Okay, when you reach your limit, you need someone to step in and relieve you. Okay, you need someone to step in and relieve you. As boss moms, we need that. We need that person that's going to step in and say, I got you right here. You know, if it's just helping with the dinner, if it's just taking the kids to the park on an afternoon, you need someone to tap out to so you don't burn out. Okay, the second thing we need in our survival kit is somewhere to run to. Boss moms need somewhere to run to. Okay, you need a rescue. You need a place where you can refresh yourself, where you can replenish yourself, where you can rejuvenate yourself. Okay, as boss moms, most of our time is spent with someone else. Okay, we are always with someone else because we are a boss and a mom. And if you work from home, it's your children. Okay, you're with your children all day, day in and day out. Okay. And if you're not, you know, you're constantly interacting with others. You're meeting with vendors. You're meeting with clients. You're doing this. You're pouring into others. You're building up others. You're networking. You're going and you're going. Now, boss moms need a designated place to run to, okay, a designated place. Now, my place in the morning, it used to be my closet, but then my closet got really cluttered. It just got stuff just moved in and boxes just piled in because we don't have a much storage space here in Brooklyn. Now it's my bathroom. Okay, we have two bathrooms, and I have a place in the bathroom where I go, where I can lay out, and I have my pillow where I can lay on. And I go there. I go there. I have quiet time. I pray. I reflect. I read. I think. Okay, I need that as a boss mom. I need somewhere where I can run to and I can unload to. And make that a designated place where you go in, and day out. Day in and day out. And make it a set time. It's almost like it's what you look forward to. It's your meeting time. It's your meeting place. You know, some people call it me time. But as a boss mom, you need somewhere to run to. Now, the last thing you need in your survival kit is a vision. You need a vision because at times the burden is going to be too much to bear. So you need to look at what got you here in the first place. Why are you here to begin with? Sometimes we need that reminder because we can look at things and we can get off, you know, the shiny thing syndrome where we're here and we're there and we're jumping over. We need to become centered and look at our vision and keep our vision in front of us. Your vision is going to keep you focused. And for a lot of us, our children are the reason we became a boss to begin with. Now, I have a big gap in my years of my children's years. My youngest son is 18 and my oldest daughter is 3. So that's a 15-year gap. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I said, you know what? This time around, I don't want my daughter going to daycare. I want to stay home with her. So she was my reason why. She was the vision. She was the reason why I said, I am going to learn how to be my own boss. I had no idea what to do. I was a complete newbie starting from zero. Everyone starts from zero. Just know that you're not alone. If you're an aspiring boss mom right now, just know that you're not alone. We all started from zero. We all started with a prayer and a plan. We all started with a vision. So your vision needs to be in your survival kit. I used to have, you know, when I was in my apartment when I was single, I used to have my vision across one wall in my room, and it went from corner to corner. And that vision entailed every area of my life, every area, every area. And that vision, it was papers upon papers and pictures upon pictures. It was things for my children, for my business, for my life, for my home, what I wanted to obtain. And that was my survival kit. That's what kept me going when I only had $5 left to my name, when my car was breaking down and I couldn't get to work. It was that vision that sustained me and kept me, and I wrote it out. The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain. I wrote down everything I wanted, down to the shoes, down to how I wanted to smell, down to everything, what I wanted to wear. I wrote it down where I wanted to live, how I wanted my house to look, how I wanted to run my business. I wrote it all down, and that vision helped me, kept me through my darkest hours, my darkest night. That was my survival kit, that vision. So, ladies, get your survival kit together. Someone you can tap out to, somewhere you can run to, and your vision that you can always refer to. Okay? Now, let's get into some boss mom business strategies. Some boss mom business strategies. Now, if you're already in business, you can use this to create additional streams of income. As a boss mom, we're always looking to add additional revenue streams to our business, to our lives. You should never have your eggs in one basket. Never have your eggs in one basket. Aspire to be that Proverbs 31 woman. She didn't have her eggs in one basket, but she was multifaceted in her business and in her strategies. Okay? So look at these strategies, and I'm not just going to share what you can do now, but I'm going to share what you can also obtain to, what you should be putting on your vision board. You know, I'm doing things that I would never have dreamed of, okay? And that's what we have to always be doing, looking beyond where we are now and looking at the bigger picture. So what I share with you, don't say, oh, I can never do that. That will never be me. Yes, it will. You're worth it. You're worth owning a corporation the size of Walmart, boss mom. You can do that. Your present circumstance does not dictate your destiny. It does not dictate your future. Only God does that. And he has already declared that it is good, that he has good plans for you. So don't look at where you are now as where you're going to stay, where you're going to be. It's just a story in your journey. Okay, so here are some boss mom business strategies. I hope you have pen and paper. I know I asked you to tweet as well, but if you aren't able to write it down now, look for the replay link that I will email out in the morning. Okay, so this is the number one business strategy I want to share with you boss moms today. As boss moms, we have so much knowledge. This is the number one strategy. Monetize your knowledge. Monetize your knowledge. Okay? You have knowledge on how to do something that people are looking to pay you for. I will repeat that again. You have knowledge on how to do something that people are looking to pay you for. There's something you do every day or often, or something you've learned to do, or you've taught yourself how to do, or it may be your job, but there is something that you do that you take for granted that no one else would want to know how to do it, but they do. They do want to know. They want to learn. How do I know? Because there are 3.5 billion searches per day on Google. 3.5 billion searches per day on Google. People are typing in how to do blah, blah, blah. How to do blah, blah, blah. Where can I blah, blah, blah. 3.5 billion searches per day. So people are looking for your knowledge. God has given you what you need to be prosperous. You have it already. Ask him to show you something that you are doing that can bring value to another person. And once you have identified that knowledge, it's time to monetize it. Okay, it's time to monetize it. There is no time like before to get online. Okay, now you may say, I don't have any resources, I don't know how to start. If you have pen and paper, you are ready. Begin to write your knowledge down. It says, there's a proverb that says, necessity is the mother of invention. Necessity is the mother of invention. That means that inventions were created just out of a need, out of a need. So there is something in your life that you can create just out of a need, okay? You have a need for something. You can create that, okay? I want you to begin to look around, look in your environment for how you can meet a need. That's all entrepreneurs do. They create solutions for problems. They say, this person has a need. They want to learn how to do this. They want to learn how to create a blog. I know how to do that. I taught myself how to do that last year. Let me monetize my knowledge and offer that service to people and help them do that. I see people. I see moms that really need help with their daughter's hair on how to moisturize their daughter's hair. Well, I have this potion. I have this that I've created at home that I use. Let me monetize my knowledge and help other mothers. You have a unique way of doing something. You have a talent. You have a gift. And it's not too small. There's nothing too small. If you see how people are prospering online, your jaw really would hang open. Like, really, they're selling that and people are buying it? Yes, people are buying it. So monetize your knowledge. That's the number one business strategy I want to give you. So what does that look like, Kim? What is monetize my knowledge? So you take something that you know how to do very well, and you package that up for your target audience, the audience that's looking for it. Remember I said the 3.5 billion searches on Google per day? People are looking for that, so you've got to get visible. You have to get found because they're looking for you. You have to package it up in a way that appeals to them. So that may look like you may need to start a blog, okay, and get found that way. You may need to put an e-book out. Okay, when you look at all of these successful people, it's because they put something out that they were passionate about. They put their story out there. They put an invention out there, something that they were doing, that they said, you know what, other people could benefit from this. Okay, you may need to do a webinar. Okay, but like I said, if you're strapped for cash and you can't access any of these resources, blogs today are free, though. You could definitely start a free blog. You know, an ebook, if you have a computer, you can type in a Word document and get your ebook out there. But if you don't have any of that, you have pen and you have paper. And you can begin to monetize your knowledge and get it down into a form that you begin to transpose so that you can begin to sell it. Boss Mom, monetize the gifts that God is giving you. It's not insignificant what you have to offer and contribute to the world, okay? The next strategy I want to give you would be a continuation of the first strategy. Sometimes we limit ourselves, okay? We'll take an idea and we won't think about the future of that idea. Now, anytime I'm implementing an idea, I think about the long term. Like, how can I scale this? How can I grow this? On one of my coaching calls today, we were talking about scaling. We were talking about growing. Anytime you have a business idea, the first thing you want to ask is this scalable? Can I grow it? Okay? And if you have that mindset at the beginning, you're going to see that it will prosper and outlive you, and you'll be able to pass this down to your children. So the second strategy I'm going to share with you is what a lot of seven-figure business owners do with their ideas, with their intellectual property. Okay? The second strategy is license your knowledge. That's right. License your knowledge. But you're like, Kim, I'm not even there yet with monetizing my knowledge. Why would I want to license my knowledge? But like I said, I want you to aspire to this goal. I want you to have this, you know, maybe in the back of your mind as to where one day your blog is doing well, your ebook is doing well, your webinar is doing well. I don't want you to get settled and say, I've made it, I've arrived. No, now I want you to go to the next level, and I want you to license your knowledge, okay? And so what does that look like? That means that you take this, that you know that you've monetized your knowledge, and you create a program that you can license to other people to do what you were doing, okay, to giving that information out to the public. So now you have like many affiliates or many ambassadors, okay? So you see the exponential growth when you begin to think of the mindset, now let me license my knowledge. Let me open up an academy. Let me open up a school, okay? Let me build something with my name on it that I can give to my children. Okay, let us not always be consuming information, but also be producers of information. Let us have a school with our name on it. Okay, so let us learn the process on how to license our knowledge. Okay, and yes, Boss Mom, you can license your knowledge. You can create a program, okay, with your name on it that you give out license for others to use. And that's your next goal after monetizing your knowledge, is licensing your knowledge. Okay? Now, the third business strategy I want to share with you is just sort of how you can get going on your goals. Like I said, I'm a business mentor, and I help people get unstuck and abandon their excuses. There's nothing I hate more than those ugly excuses that raise their ugly heads and tell us, you can't do that. You know that thing you just thought of? You can't do that. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you thought it, that's the very proof you need that you can do it. It says, one of my favorite quotes is that there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Nothing can stop it, okay? Nothing can stop it. There's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. When it's time for that idea to come, there's nothing that can stop it. Not all the armies of the world can stop that idea, okay? So I hate excuses. I hate things that have boss mom stuck saying, you know what, because of A, B, and C, I can't do this. I can't take action on my dreams. Well, here, this business strategy number three is going to help you take action on your dreams and your vision, okay? So this is a strategy I've been using and which has helped me tremendously. And what it is chunk down your vision. Chunk down your goal. You know how we'll take our kids' food, you know, when they're younger, when they're toddlers, and we'll just, you know, chop it all up into little pieces, you know, just little chunks that they can digest a little bit better because the whole thing is too much. It's just too much for the children. It's just too much for them to digest, okay? And this is what happens. God shows us the end result, and we think that, oh, my God, this is too big. But if he's giving you the vision, he's also giving you the provision. If God is giving you the vision, he's giving you the provision to make it happen. But what we think is that we need to take action on the big goal, that we need to take action on the elaborate goal, and you don't. What you need to do is chunk it down. Put it into little bite sizes, little chunks, okay? So this is what it looks like when you chunk down your big vision, your big goal. Now, say if you have this goal to write a book, okay? I have a goal to write a book, and I can't tell you how many numerous of times I've started to write the book, but I didn't get far. Now, why did I get far? It's because I kept looking at it as this big, huge goal. Okay, so this is what you can do, and I've seen and witnessed many authors do their books this way. Okay, they'll start with a blog. They'll start a blog for their book, and I'm reminded of someone who did her book like this. It went on to be a bestseller. It's called A Bell in Brooklyn. Don't know if you're familiar with that author. Her name's Demetria. Now she's on reality TV shows. But in the beginning, you know, her idea for her book, A Bell in Brooklyn, she started that with a blog, okay? So what she did is she chunked it down, and then the blog post became chapters in her book, okay? So going from blog post to blog post, she was taking her readers through chapters of the book, and that way she was able to chunk down a big vision, a big goal. And by the time she got to the end of the blog, she had her book, okay? And one thing I stress for my students is ease. Ease of creation, ease of implementation. And that is my theme for this year because the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Okay, there shouldn't be any sorrow. There shouldn't be any struggle. There shouldn't be any burden to get your vision out there. Okay, so ease is present. You have to look for ease. You have to receive ease. You know, so if you have a big goal and you have a big vision, maybe you want to open up, open up a foundation for kids or something like that. You have to chunk it down. You have to start where you are because that's the path that the Lord has put you on. That's the journey he has put you on, and it's actually creating your story. Sometimes we don't want to create the story. We want to jump to the end result. But he wants you in it. He wants you creating the story. So begin to chunk it down. Look at your vision. Look at your goal and say, how can I take action today? Today, not next week, not next month, but how can I take action on this goal today? What is a small step? What is a small action step that I can do today? And that's how you chunk down your goal. What can I do today to take action on this goal? Okay, so that is your business strategies, guys. Let me review them really quick. Monetize your knowledge. You have knowledge on how to do something that people are looking to pay you for. Okay, package it up pretty and put it online. Okay, license your knowledge. Okay, get other people to be your ambassadors for you. Always be thinking about scaling and growing your business and what you're doing. And licensing your knowledge is something that you definitely can do. Okay? I have seen coaches start programs and then they enlist other coaches to teach their signature programs. We are destined to be creators. Okay? Don't think that your idea is too small. It is not. Your idea you can give to others. And it's your signature program that you created and that you license to others to sell. Okay? And then the last thing is just chunking down your vision and your goal. How can you break it down into small steps? Sometimes we look at the big goal, but we have to break it down. Okay, guys, I didn't want to overwhelm you, but I wanted to give you something that I knew you could take immediate action on tonight. And the last thing before I let you go, what I wanted to do, as I wanted to build up the boss moms on the call, I wanted to let you know that you rock. I wanted to let you know that there is not another boss mom like you. If someone hasn't told you today, you are blessed. You are blessed. Thank you for taking care of your family. Thank you for sacrificing for your family. Thank you for putting their needs first. Thank you for having them on your heart and doing everything you can within your ability to provide for them. Thank you for being that boss mom that will not give up. Thank you for being that boss mom that will give her children the world. Thank you for being that boss mom that lifts up other boss moms. Thank you for being an encouragement today to everyone that you see. Thank you for always having a smile when you want to frown. Thank you for keeping going when you don't feel like it in your body. Thank you for being there, always being there and not giving up. Boss mom, I build you up. I support you. I'm with you. I'm for you. You can do this. You're going to come through. This is your year. This is your time. Do not quit. You are 3 feet from gold. You are 3 feet from gold. Do not stop. You are going to strike gold. Do not give up, boss mom. You are almost there. I see it. I see it. You've had this vision for many years, for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years. You've had this vision, and you are getting weary. But I see you. Do not give up. You are 3 feet from gold. Keep digging, boss mom. You're going to do it. You're going to do it because it is your time, because it is your season. I support you. I cheer you on. I encourage you. Go for it. It is yours. Do not give up, boss mom. We support you. We support you, and we love you. Well, thank you so much for being on the call. Before we go, I definitely want to give you an opportunity to continue to connect with me. My website is visioncoachkim.com. I've just started my program where I'm mentoring boss moms to start their own six-figure business. It's called Zero to Zoe in the Marketplace, Building the Foundation for Your Six-Figure Business, because we all start from zero. I started from zero. I had no idea what I was doing online. But like I said, I took my last $500, invested it into an online course, rolled up my sleeves, got to learning, and now here I am, you know, less than two years later, crossing over $400,000 in my business. And now I restructured my business to make sure that I give back to others, that I sow into the lives of other boss moms, and I help them get from zero. I help them get from zero to Zoe, and I help them create a new future and a new destiny for their families. So I'm committed to it. The Lord gave me this commission because I had my head down. I had my head down. I was in my lane just working, providing. You know, he said, I need you to encourage women, and I need you to take them to that place that I've destined for them to be in. So that's what this is all about. That's why I am so vigilant about the call and getting you on the call so that I could pour into you the vision and the dream and wake up your vision and your dream. Okay? Wake up your vision and your dream. It's not too late for you. It's your time. It's your season. So definitely connect with me, visioncoachkim.com. You can see about the program on the website, Zero to Zoe in the Marketplace. And you can also apply for a free discovery session. If there's an idea you have on your mind but you just don't know how to get it out into the marketplace, it's my specialty on getting those ideas out. I would be honored and blessed to help you in that. So it looks like we're ending this a little bit early today. Great. So you guys have some more me time before you go to bed or check in on the kiddos. But thank you so much for joining. I will definitely send out a replay of the call if you need it. But if there isn't anything else, you guys have a blessed evening. Thank you so much for joining the call.